Coxie's having a yarn, cause he's got nothing better to do. Coxie's having a yarn, and one day he might have one with you.
Sound good. Sound good. I sound like a fucking actor.
Hello, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Have a Yarn With Me. We have a special guest here, one of the members of, what'd you say, hip-hop rap group Triple One?
Hip-hop and rap.
Cover both genres.
Cover both genres.
It is Connor. Thanks for coming on, Connor.
Hey, I'm Connor.
You might, yeah, that was an awkward beginning, but yeah, usually I ask people the role, like lead vocalist.
I would say side rapper.
Yeah, captain.
Captain rap.
Vice captain. Captain rapper. Anyway.
Captain rapper.
You do the important verses. Nah. Thanks for coming on. I recently had an ep that was Eamon from the chats, and that was a redone ep of a lost ep. And you are the second to come on and redo, because as people know, this is a podcast of high professionalism. And yes, I lost some memory cards with about 8 eps on them. So we've talked about this before switching on, but act surprised if there's any question. I don't want you to be like, oh, you've asked me that before. But yes, anyone listening, extra special thanks for Connor for doing this again. I'm trying to improve my professionalism, but yeah. And the other thing is too, I try not to include too much behind the scenes chat, but we've been trying really hard to line this up again. Yeah. I think I've messaged, but I'm in and out of towns like quite quick, not FIFO, but I'm a Dido, drive in, drive out. But, the problem with, I don't give, Connor much notice. Yeah. I'm like, hey man, can you do the app? And he's like, yeah, how long are you going to be here? I'm like, about 3 more hours? I was like, or not that exaggerated, but yeah, pretty quick. But anyway, I finally trapped him down for the re-recording. So let's give this a go. You probably know what the pod's about since you've done it once. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we get to know the guest, their journey in life. So, you know, I know everything you're going to say, but for the purpose of the listeners, tell us the Connor story. What's your stomping ground, like childhood, where you're from, that sort of stuff, mate?
I grew up in Ashfield, which is a suburb in the inner west.
Of Sydney, yep.
Of Sydney.
You know, we're not all in Sydney, mate. You got to let us know.
I'm sorry about that. No. It's going out worldwide.
Yeah,
Inner west of Sydney, Ashfield, 2131.
Yeah.
Good pork rolls.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good dumpling.
And you're talking OG too. Like everyone everyone's onto it late now. I mean, I was late. I was like, I only got onto about 3 or 4 years ago. And so like I ask a lot of people, you know, it's a bit of a deep question, but do you find sort of where you're from shaped you as a person or?
I would say yes. When I was growing up, I went to school in a surrounding suburb, which is Strathfield. A lot of my friends that I grew up with lived in Ashfield. Ride skateboards around, scratch knees.
Yeah, because I'm a outer suburbs of Brisbane guy, so I've got this image in my mind of inner city suburbs of like, I don't know if it's real, right? I don't know if it's like cartoonish a bit. It probably is, but like you know, the closer you get to the city, like skinny streets, one way streets, obviously traffic.
Ashfield's still wide. Ashfield's still
But there's
wide.
Still like parks and stuff, right? It's not.
Yeah.
That's the problem. In my mind, I'm like, if you're a kid who was brought up in inner city, you're not like, you know, you're not like out playing cricket like us in the outer suburbs or whatever.
Well, yeah. It's out there just robbing people. And
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's pretty cartoonish image. I'm sure you had just a normal upbringing.
What is your image of my growing up?
Oh, mate.
You got to run it down.
That's like, you know, I'm thinking inner city, like, right. Laneways, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just on the edge, so it's still a lot of parks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, I'm like fucking 30.
Like in my mind, I'm thinking like, what's it like, Chippendale?
Chippendale and stuff.
You're still suburban. You're the start of suburbia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're the boom gate. Suburbia starts there.
And then anything onwards just gets more and more hectic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mate, you go out to the wild burbs, right? Yeah, so growing up, what family? You have a big family or?
I got a brother and a sister.
Oh yeah, that's not big or small.
No, it's not big. Meaning,
because I had one older sister, so that to me that's a big family.
Too big.
Yeah. Where did you come in there?
I came last. My dad came me out last.
Oh, you don't have to get all gross, mate. Nah. I always say the last kid is like they're like we perfected it, done. You know, like
I think they just give up after kid. That.
Yeah. Or you go because I'm one of two last kids. It's either like we perfected it or let's not go again. The next one might be even worse. Like, yeah. It's like sick, man. So yeah, growing up, want to tell us a bit about childhood? Just fun childhood, mucking around.
Pretty fun childhood.
Yeah,
not too traumatic. Lots of skateboarding.
The funny thing is, like I said, we've already done this there, but I'm actually genuinely trying to remember some of the answers. But yeah. So like with music and stuff, let me remember this correct. You got into a bit of rock stuff first. Was that right? Or
I think when I was growing up, I used to listen to much more rock centric music. I don't think hip hop was a massive thing in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the early 2000s, or it was just kind of like kicking off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could kind of follow America. You follow like an American style, and I feel like I was growing up around a lot of like Aussie rock, pub rock.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it wasn't until I'd say my early teen years that hip hop in Australia started to get recognized or
yeah,
was beginning to be made.
And that, some people talk about, I mean, when you listen to Triple One, it's not quite that, like, it's not that Ocker Aussie hip hop, but people talk about, you know, starting to hear some sound, some voices of like,
some murmurs.
Yeah, people, more relatable, that's the word I'm going for, right? Because, yeah. Even though everyone's got their heroes, the Americans and that, some of the things they talk about, rolling down Long Beach or whatever.
Banging hoes?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have hoes here.
Bro, hoes are for bong.
We got, what is it? Probably like skags and
skits.
Yeah, yeah.
Gangers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of like mole, like real like dodgy words for like, yeah.
She's a hot mole.
Yeah. That's probably more if you're making fun of a lady, for right? Sure. I don't know. Like, yeah.
What would you call a sexy lady?
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot Sheila. Hot babe. Chicky babe. Remember Chicky babe?
Cool.
Yeah.
Chicky babe's cool. Yeah.
I hope we haven't lost anyone yet. This is just fun chat. We don't really
talk about it. What about beach babes?
Yeah, beach babes. If you...
beach babes are cool,
if
man.
They've got cool, like, city beach clothes, you know? Like,
oh, yeah,
cool,
that was like, the shit, man.
I remember, what was the female version of Quicksilver? Like Roxy or something?
Roxy, yeah. Yeah, Roxy.
Yeah, bad girl. Instead of bad boy. Yeah.
Do you remember Bad Boy?
Yeah, I was in the club.
You're in the club.
Well, I had the clothes. I wasn't really a member. Yeah. I could do the logos awesome. I'd write them everywhere.
Was that the one? It was like a Bad Boy one with a face, but there was also that little guy that was peeing. Like peeing
oh,
on the
yeah, that guy. He was peeing on everything.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Because you see like...
pissing on everyone's car.
Like Ford doing a piss on a Holden and stuff. Yeah, man. So, yeah, we're just trying to trace the sort of life journey. Growing up, school. School. How'd you go at school? Did you muck around or focus or a bit of both?
I think I was a bit of both. I was a bit of a fuck up, but I think a teacher's like me. Shout out
bit
to
bit of a teacher's
teacher.
Pet.
Yeah, a bit
maybe
of a
teacher's. Maybe they could see something in you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Want to embrace.
I just had like heaps of pimples. Maybe they see like that guy needs to wash his face a bit.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's part of growing up, you
yeah,
know?
It's part of growing up. But
for me,
good.
It
was
warts.
You had warts.
On my...
On your hands.
On my finger, yeah. Middle finger. They'd burn it off.
That's even ruder.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like
that,
that's
no,
like
but that's
rude
why
and
I would
disease.
Get. I didn't give people the finger because I didn't want them to see my warts. So,
so would you give them thumbs up?
Yeah, I just was like, yeah, thumbs up, man. Bloody warts! You ruined every. Why do kids have warts too? Like,
it's because they're touching stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then you grow older and realize not you don't have to touch stuff.
You don't have to touch everything and put it in your mouth. Unless you want to, and it's consensual.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good message to send out there. and then, so yeah, like, do you just go to like the one school or?
I went to St. Francis Xavier in Ashbury when I was a child, when I was a
young Tucker.
Yeah, young little Tucker.
And
Tucker? T- Tacker or Tucker?
I don't know. Tackle will do.
Young Tackle.
And what about high school?
High school was the Strathfield school, I guess the more.
Oh, yeah.
In development. And that was cool. That was a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Played footy in that. Yeah. Some stuff.
So you got into sport at a young age too? And
kind of. I played soccer, football when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Soccer. Yeah, yeah. And then I started playing.
How'd you go with that? What was your position?
I was a goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I like about goalkeeper? They've just got their own fashion thing going.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone's wearing the team kit, except this one bloke who's got like a hat on. Like he's not even the same material shirt, right? It's got like padding, and it's a bit more of a winter sort of thing too. It's a bit thicker.
Yeah, I think they maybe like in the younger years want to make the goalkeeper feel a bit special.
Yeah, yeah.
So they put all the padding and stuff on you, like, oh, I big boy now, feel like general.
You know what I would do? Because they're allowed, they wear a cap. I'd wear a cap, right?
Yeah.
They're allowed, no one else wears a cap. And the other thing I like, they usually have like a water bottle there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy that runs the least and he's got this bottle. But I'd be putting other stuff in it other than water. I'd be
putting
chalky milk and like, I'm pretty sure it's not on the anti.
Yeah, you can't get done for doping with chocolate.
Yeah,
milk.
That's it, yeah.
You might.
Because it's not performance enhancing. It's probably performance
That's arguable.
It's performance dehancing.
You reckon after you perform better or worse after a chalky milk?
Well, me personally, I perform better. But, oh, no, well, look, sorry? Let's be honest. There's different
levels.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a little bit, you're fine. Have a bit more. The more you put in, you're starting to your work rate's starting to go down.
You're getting a bit loose.
You know when, like they said, like when you're on a job site, like don't have too big of a smoker. You come back, you don't feel like working, right? Yeah, like so growing up, mate. You know, like I said, like reasonably close, like inner city suburbs.
Yep.
But do you sort of stick to your area a bit? Because I remember, like, I started skateboarding around, like, 13, 14, and then I'd get on the train.
I thought you said 30 for a second there.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, that's sick.
Nah, that was the age when I started to snap boards. I was too heavy. But the reason I say that, because, like, then you start trying to go to different skate parks.
Yeah.
And so me and my mates would get the train. But you start going to different areas you've never been to.
For sure.
How was that for you? You were, like, sort of hang around here mostly, or?
Hang around here mostly, and then pretty much just other suburbs in the inner west while growing up. Skate parks as well. But they were always, I think they were a lot scarier when we were growing up. Like, there used to be people doing graffitis and drugs. Yeah.
But do they kind of like, you know, at that age, like it's can be just a few suburbs over, but it can seem far? Like,
oh, my mum used to drive for like 15 minutes. I'd be like in a seat. You can't really see out of it. I'd be in like Roselands or something. Or just, I don't know, somewhere down.
Yeah.
Parramatta Road. I thought I fucking like teleported to a different
country. Yeah.
I'm like,
do we need a passport to go here?
Yeah, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Did you ever have this thing and people are a little bit different? We're like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, I had this thing in high school. We started going, you know, where you're like, you know, first couple of years the parties are all just like your school, and then you start going into like different schools' parties.
Yeah, you don't even know that many people exist in the world.
Remember all the lingo we had, like open house. It's an open house.
Oh, yeah, open house, free house party.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Party with cheeks.
I think the error of the text message on the mobile really changed things.
That was dodgy, but because everyone can get that shit.
Yeah, well, I remember it starting to go on the news, like, what was it, early 2000s?
Gatecrashers have taken over the party.
Like, and then the concerned parent would be like, the message went out, and then they're here in 20 minutes, and, like, carloads of people. We used to put people in the boot of cars. Did you do that? Yeah. And it was never me. I think Peel didn't. Maybe it was the warts.
Yeah,
I'm
keep him up
the
front
with wart boy.
Keep him up front with the warts, man.
Nah, that was a few years after my wart era.
True.
Warts was like,
when was warty doxy?
10, 11, I think.
10, 11. When you had your finger in your bum.
Then you hit 12, and it's just,
what is?
I shouldn't say this, but
pubes?
Like crusty socks and
crusty socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are your socks crusty?
Oh, you're supposed to get what that means.
Because you kept wearing,
you know,
them,
I'm saying,
day
you get to
out.
That. No, doing wanks into socks. Different crust we're talking.
Shit.
Right, that's gross. Let's stop talking about that.
Don't
but
crust.
You know, it's a grotty age.
It's dirty.
Every age for boy is different level of grot. Like, you know, like 8 or 9 is like you're covered in scabs because you're like falling over.
And snot.
Yeah. And then 10, 11 is like warts. 13, 14 is just cum. Like cum.
Because you 15, 16
cause you then. Because you start getting boners. You don't know why. Like, why am I getting
boners? Oh, yeah. Dude, the first time I ever come, I thought I, like, made up a new thing. No one taught me how to do it. And I came, like, a little bit of air. I was like, tss. And then I was like, oh, my God. I need to tell someone
about this. You invented this. Yeah,
you think you invent it.
Yeah. And then you find out other people are doing it.
It's like, what the fuck?
Because that was the thing I wanted to... Sometimes I trail off, but I started talking about parties in other areas because cause you're a kid. You're dumb, right? You don't know stuff. And everything is like finding stuff out.
Yeah.
And I remember going to like a party a couple of suburbs over and I thought...
Is this like 15, 16?
Yeah. Right, look, probably 14. That's not like great. True. The second... Because I think first year of high school, you're too young for parties.
Oh, yeah.
Second year is when you're like, you start drinking and
I'm
stuff.
Still too young for parties.
But, so I don't know if you had this thing, but like, oh, I'm sure everyone does, where it's like in jokes, like stuff that's funny to you and your mates. No one else would get it. So for us, we were like the way we would talk, but I thought we were the only ones doing it, right? True. And what it was, we thought it'd be funny because we're young. If we talk like old blokes, because you know it is come in where like
g'day mate,
young blokes like saying like missus, right? And before that, it used to be an older bloke thing to say my missus, right?
Oh, okay.
So we'd say to each other things like, oh, for example, like this is gonna sound cringe. We'd be like, oh, what game are you in, mate? You know what the game? You know, yeah, blokes are like, oh, I'm in concreting or something.
Oh, okay.
And then you talk about what do you do for a crust,
and they're like, so talking a bit like an older maths bloke and English E2.
Yeah. And so then when I'd go to a party a few suburbs over and they were talking like that, I was like, oh, it's made its way to Rochdale. Or
we fucking famous, baby.
Yeah, it's gone because my area was called Sunnybank in Brisbane.
Sunnybank.
So we had like Sunnybank, Runcorn, McGregor. But then you go to a party a little bit over the border into Logan.
You love Logan, eh? Right, yeah, Logan's a bit tough.
We'd be like, oh, they're talking the same here in Rochdale. So did but you they have
actually,
that?
Were but you like, were 14, but yeah. They were 14 and they actually had jobs. Yeah. So they would talk about it and they were like, I actually do concreting.
Yeah. But will you guys be like, oh, there's a party in Five Dock?
Or yeah. And it's like, this is
they
naughty.
They talk differently here. Yeah, like,
what the hell is this?
What's
slang?
Going on? Yeah. Although, because cool. Australia's like, we don't really have that big of a range. It's not like, apparently London, you can have like 20 accents.
London, yeah, you go to a different.
Go from like Cockney to Porsche.
Yeah, fuck that. It's too much.
And like here, we're just like.
Yeah, I think right. You get like, but no, I feel like, nah, from Newtown to like Surry Hills to the eastern suburbs, everyone I reckon talks differently.
You reckon?
100%.
Oh, okay. I got to test this out.
You got to test it out.
Yeah. Then you go to like.
Then you go out west, it's different again. Yeah. I reckon. I think I sound like a little bit ocker. I think I sound ocker and people that I meet around here, they're like, you're heaps ocker. But then when I meet someone who's actually ocker, I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like, I sound
this
proper.
Is next level, yeah.
And then you get to Bondi and everyone talks like this. Like they're going, like the inflection goes up and down.
Yeah.
Like they're that's asking a question in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like what the like, fuck did you just say to me?
Where you like accents, I'm like, I don't really do like as a for comedy or any accents, but then I'll think of like, I'll try and think of like Liverpool, like the Beatles. For my way to say it, I'll do their like, hi, I'm Paul. They've got, you know, dude, yeah, talk about inflection.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, it's like, I'm Ringo and I'm George. Like, gotta have that, like, George. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and here that's comical. That's like, that's comedic.
But you could do an aggressive one too, where I'm like, give us your money. Oh, that was bad. Give us your fucking money. I'm a scouse.
Give us your fucking money. That so, sound like a question? So that's can like, you,
can
should
you,
I do
can
it?
Can you give us various. Give us your money's from Sydney. Like,
oi, give us your money, cunt.
That's Blacktown or...
Yeah, Penrith. Maybe Blacktown.
Penrith. Then you come a bit closer in.
And then it's, oi, give us your money, cunt. That's a bit better.
I can notice a slight, yeah.
And what else would it be?
And then you go to Vaucluse and like, do us a favour.
Do us a favour and give us your money, you cunt.
Yeah. I'll get me butler to stab ya. Give us your money or my butler will stab you.
Give us your money. Yeah, it kind of goes like, it gets less and less feral, I think.
Yeah.
And then like maybe around here, people would be like asking, you'd be like, hey, you're looking pretty good today. Or they give you a compliment, like they're nice shoes, bro.
And then they nick them off.
Then they nick them off.
Nice TNs, be shame for, yeah.
Yeah, shame if they went walkabouts.
Yeah.
On my feet. And you're like, ah, got me.
Yeah.
You can have them.
Yeah, you're like, I don't like that I'm being robbed, but what a delightful like turn of phrase he's using.
I'm trying not to get stabbed right now.
I feel like, yeah, that'd be it. If Crims had a nice sort of like way of going saying it.
If it was like professional, but they professionally robbed you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I lost me shoes I just bought, but that was a nice little... Yeah, so, mate, like, when did you start... Obviously, you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Like most things, like, it's the same with comedians where you start off as a fan, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, what are your earliest memories of, like, starting to get into not only music, but also sort of rap and... do you have any memories of sort of first...
I think because I had an older brother that was 4 years older than me at the time and at all times.
And he still is, yeah.
Yeah, he still is.
But that's the way time works.
That's the... It's fucking sucks.
I'm gaining on you. I'm now down to 3 years younger than you. Yeah. What are you doing, man? I'm trying to get closer to my brother's age.
I'm getting older.
Yeah. Hurry up and age. I don't know. That's the...
But he's listening to...
Definitely this is going to be the dumbest but it's good because we need to make it because we've like already done it.
Nah, it's fun. I like these trail off. I like the trail off stuff. I like that's the fun my stuff. Signature. It feels good. But
nah, sorry. Where were we? Yeah.
All right, focus. We got brother listened to music. He had CDs and stuff. Listened to like a lot of rock, alternative rock and stuff. So like Rage Against the Machine.
Yes, the oldest sibling with the CDs. I used to sneak into my sister's room. Let me finish. That sounds sus. To get the CDs, I should have started with that. Like she had like a Alanis Morissette.
Oh, mad. So good, eh?
It's like, it's weird because it's like she had some cool ones, but she wasn't even this like full-on cool music person.
True.
She just had them.
Mad.
But I was like,
did she listen to them or she just had them?
Some of these like 100% hits.
Fuck yeah.
Remember the compilation?
Yeah, the compilation.
It was a golden era of the compilation, right? Yeah. Yeah.
What was the one where they had the... Is it Hot 100 with the cars on it every time?
Yeah.
That was a fucking...
Indie 2000.
Indie 2000.
Different
indie.
Car. I had the first one, which was like muscle cars and stuff. Yeah, Matt. Taranas and whatever.
That was the best shit, but that was a kind of like alternative stuff. Had heaps of Aussie stuff on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bit of like music from the States. I thought that shit was cool.
So, obviously, like most of us, start as a fan. Was it for you... Was it sort of like a while of just listening, or did you sort of like sing along, rap along, anything like that? Or?
Nah, I guess I didn't start. Oh fuck! I used to listen. Sorry, that sounds so stupid.
No. This is the house. This is the place to deliver stupid thoughts.
I think like maybe when I was like 14 or 15, I got into Aussie hip hop with a few of my mates from school.
Yep.
And was just like really passionate about that. I love the culture. But yeah. I just love being like a pissed 14-year-old used to go get like a eight pack of Tui's Platinums or some fucking Woodstock long necks. You go down the park, get thrashed.
Yeah.
Like $10 for a deck of cigarettes and you go to an Aussie hip hop gig and it's like the best night of your life. So that really kind of paved
the way. That was me. I tried smoking but it wasn't for me. I didn't really get into it.
I've got a decent story. One time before that, we're hanging out with a few older boys from school. And they gave me a cigarette. I would have been maybe 15 years old. And I was like, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to smoke. And the first time I smoked, I was like, fuck it. I had a cigarette. And I started to feel really crook. And I was like, oh, this is no good. And we're down near a place called Cook's River.
Yep, I know.
So like we're down there just like walking along there drinking and stuff. And I was like, fuck, I don't feel good. I was like, I need to go to lie down for a bit. So I'm lying down in a bush. Everyone's like, what are you doing? And I had to shit. So like the first time I ever had a cigarette, I got so sick, I shit on a bush near Cook's
River. That's a good side effect. Yeah.
I had to wipe my ass with my shirt and throw it into the river.
No, it's interesting to say, because when you're young too, there's the whole... Like, people talk about peer pressure. I remember it wasn't so much people going like... You know when they do those cartoonish of like anti, like concerned parents will make those videos and they're like...
Peer pressure.
Drink. But it's the opposite of that. Most people are like, can I have some of your drink? Like, nah, get your own. Yeah. But the only thing with the teenage, like young teenage years and substances, it's like, it's more, the peer pressure is more in that like, you're meant to like, not overly feel the thing, right?
Yeah, for
sure. You know, you're drinking, you're like, oh
I'm
it's
fine.
Not kicking in yet. Yeah. So I remember with like, with cigs, it's, you know, you're meant to like, whatever, to be cool, take a big drag, not... But I get, like, the head spins, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because I was, like, not even doing it.
And well, I'm the sweet.
The only other pressure thing, too, was, like, it ended up being for the best because it's, like, I didn't end up taking smoking because I was shit at it. People be like... I remember people, they called it bum puff.
Did you have that puff. Terminology? Oh, you fucking bum puff. Fucking bum puff.
And I'll be like, I'm trying, man. I'm like... Oh, it's such a stupid thing to be like...
You suck at smoking.
Yeah. And all these years later, I'm like, look, I have heaps of problems, but smoking's not one of them. Like I was like, I got through drinking, gambling, whatever. It's like, I didn't... You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, God bless bullying, right?
Oh, yeah.
God bless team bullying, because it made me not want to smoke. Because people are like, you can't even do it properly, you shithead. When it's like, yeah, at the time, it probably lost my coolness.
But gained longevity. Yeah.
But I couldn't do cool, like, smoke rings.
Yeah, do you remember 360s where you
no, and then you have a drink? That shit, yeah.
You go, bro, you have a puff of a cigarette, and then you have to scull a beer, and then you blow it out. And everyone's like, oh, do a 360, lad.
Oh, it mustn't have made it up to Brisbane.
Yeah, that's not a cross. That's just cross suburb.
Exclusive, yeah. We're probably just, you know.
You guys are eating cigarettes
That's why we win the Origin, mate, because we were doing training drills and like while you guys are doing 360 smoking, drinking thing. I don't know. Nah, we like our drinks and smokes up there. But how did we even get to talk about that?
I don't know.
I guess, just the teen years and stuff. Like, yep.
Aussie hip-hop concerts.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, because I was a big music fan. I was going to gigs and stuff, but... A few muck around band stuff, but never really. This is the funniest thing I can remember of me was like, you know, it's not really a big thing anymore, but like Street Press, the magazines and music shops. So I found an ad in there, like a punk band looking for a singer.
No way.
And I went along audition. They were like, write your own lyrics. They would have been very cringy. I wish I could find it.
That is
There's
sick.
This comedian, Cam James, who's like found all his old.
Songs and
he
shit.
Made like a show of it, like it's pretty cool, but
that's hilarious.
But so I can't find any of that, but it would have been very cringy, just like because those those lyrics where they're saying a lot but not really saying anything, like a lot of words, just like pop punk was great at that too.
Yeah,
it was like you know, these bands like $1 short, they'd be like one step forward, two steps back. Yeah, like you're not saying anything, man. Yeah, like, anyway,
yeah, but it's catchy.
That's it, man. So, yeah. I guess I'm saying, so you got real into the hip-hop scene, going along as a fan.
Yep.
So what was the next step? Was there like a give it a try night or?
I think it was just a few of our mates just would, when we're getting pissed and stuff, we used to hang out with like a lot of dudes that did graffiti and shit.
Mm.
And I think a part of that was like-
The four elements, right?
The four elements of hip-hop. Well, we had like that, so we had like one. So we used to rap and they would like graph and shit. No one was b-boying and stuff.
Yeah.
When
that,
I was growing
that
up,
that seems to be that's the one where that's I think people are like, that's
chill.
Too hard.
Yeah, fucking.
What spinning
that?
On your head? I'll get under a bridge and tag. I'll rap about stuff, but I'm not doing that head spinning.
Dude, it still takes too much time. People bring like a whole like a fucking board or like a bunch of cardboard just to hang out in the park and do spins on their head. I was like, dude,
and
stop doing
I also feel that was the element that feels the most likely. That didn't care about the other three as well.
Oh yeah, that was rude, man. I was trying to rap and shit. This guy can't even see how many eyeballs he's been spinning for so long.
Yeah,
there's so much blood in his head. He's about to pass out.
And it's the one that's like most sponsored, like Red Bull and stuff. Can you imagine like Red Bull graffiti contest? Like
that'd be good. Except they just put a GoPro on their head and just feed them Red Bull.
Yeah.
They just run around for hours.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd hate to watch a freestyle battle sponsored by Red Bull. That would just never end. That'd be shit.
But it is, like, you know, we sort of joke about being relatable, but it is a big thing because was that sort of era for you where, like, you know, it sounds a bit cheesy to talk about, but, like, this connects with me, this speaks to me.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's when you're growing up as well where you kind of don't know who the fuck you are. Or
yeah, well, those years of your life, there's so much going on, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting boners, I'm coming in socks again.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell am I doing? Yeah. And now I'm just rhyming. Like, I love rhyming words.
And that's just 18, you know? No.
It's only up from here.
Yeah. And, but then you find, like, all these different forms of, whether it be sort of like goth, punk, metal, rap.
Yeah.
Like, it's, everyone's just trying to find their tribe, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that would have been great for you to, like, find.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. And you learn about yourself because you obviously... I think it's like... It was like... excuse my French, but it was back in the day. It was like not a gay way of doing poetry. Do you know? It was like kind of like Aussie and masculine. It's like...
I don't know if that's French, words. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like, don't write poems. That's pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But rapping is... That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, it's the same shit.
Yeah. Well, it's that... No one wants to hear the official term of what you're doing. You know how a lot of... You know, this is a, I know this is a very way to lazy way to look at rap, but there's a lot of like I'm something like something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they would not want to be know what it's what's it called, like a simile.
A simile,
yeah. Dude, you're doing a simile. Like, no, I'm not. Fuck you. Don't go spreading that shit. I'm not doing that shit.
Get that out of here, man.
Yeah.
This is street.
I used to do this this joke about sort of like all. This is the thing with comedy. You got to push, you got to stretch the truth a bit or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But I was like, oh, I said, a lot of rappers will like compare to like NBA stars, right? Like, and I was like, yo, I get air like LeBron or I don't even know. That's probably not a real rap, right? But I said, so the joke was because they're very like explosive athletes, right? Like Duncan. And then I said, if I was an Oz rapper, I wouldn't recommend doing the same thing. Because no one wants to hear how you're efficient like Andrew Gaze, right? But that's what I mean. I had to stretch the truth a bit. Because I don't know if there is any actual lyric about LeBron or something. But you know what I mean? That it's a common thing to like, I'm something like something.
Yeah.
So just want to talk about that.
I'm thirsty like Thurston.
Yeah.
That's a barber. I like that.
I get...
It doesn't work. Or some people do it and it's all right.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't think it culturally translates.
Yeah.
I don't think Aussies give a fuck about stats and statistics as much as...
Yeah.
Americans.
The efficiency of gays. Like, if you needed, like, it'd be a weird scenario, but if you needed someone to do a layup to save your life...
Who would it be?
Andrew. Yeah.
He's putting it in the hole. Weird,
like, someone's like, if Andrew Gaze doesn't do this layup, I'm going to shoot
you in the head.
How did we get to this point, man? This is
what are we talking about?
This is exaggerated.
We're talking about music before.
Yeah. So, I'm talking about finding your tribe. So, starting as a fan.
Yep.
And then were you sort of, like, people often talk about, like, scribbling down of some ideas?
Yeah, I got lots of raps. We used to do rap battles and stuff with a few schoolmates who were into it. And we'd just be at parties and people seemed to enjoy it. Used to be a lot more ruthless back then.
Yeah.
Before the internet and stuff. You could crazy shit.
This is where the crossover with me and you comes a little bit because I do comedy. I like to think of myself as a humorous.
Yes.
I think rap battles and freestyle and even just hip hop and rap in general, there's quite a lot of, like, it's good to use humor, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Punchlines, baby.
Yeah. Well, the thing I found funny, being an outsider looking in, because... You might not know this about me, but I've never been in any rap battles.
True.
But I like, you know, the ones where they're like, they did a bit of study about the other person? Like,
yeah. They found out like their back history and
stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like snooping.
But back in the day, it's cool and not cool,
if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like, whoa. And then you're thinking about it, it's like, this guy's going around like.
You get to ask people in person, being like, and then someone that knows you quite well is like, yeah, I got some shit on this guy.
And then. I don't know if it's still happening in the big leagues, but a few years ago, it was more like finding out a pic of Drake when he modeled or, you know, it was like, that's more like, that's deep kind of.
That's some deep cuts.
Deep, like, it's like getting a private investigator or something. Yeah. Or you could just look at Google probably.
Yeah. Google these days is good. Back in the day, it used to just be stuff that people would get in fights over.
Yeah.
Some serious.
Can you remember any, like finding something out about someone or like real. Dropping a bombshell.
I think it was back in the day when everyone's having their first sexual experiences and experiencing love and stuff. So that was a pretty touchy place to go.
Yeah, a lot of just calling people
homosexuals.
Gay and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trying to rhyme poof with something.
Spoof.
Yeah, that's it. Oh well, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so can you tell us a little about the transition from like, all right,
this is
I got some like talent here, or I want to sort of like, can you remember like doing any recordings or?
I think I was just more inspired. I started to find out more about American rap and just like the history, not the really the history of it, but like a lot of alternative, like MF Doom and stuff like that, and just how they would rhyme. Because at the start, it was only Aussie hip hop. Then I was like, oh, there's this whole other world.
Well, it's
I just loved it.
It's a common thing in life, and not just music, in any sort of form of anything, where there's the, they call it like entry level, right? Mainstream stuff, the stuff that's easily visible. And then you go crate diving, as they say, or find out about more, you know. Because I was into like punk bands. So obviously the entry point is like your Offspring, Green Day, no that effects. Sort of thing. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go and find out about this weirder sort of stuff.
And then you find out about like, stuff in the 80s and the
90s. Yeah, yeah. So that was the journey for you as well.
Yeah, I think so.
And that just strengthens your love of it too, right? For sure. Where it's like, there's these whole sort of bubbling under the surface, of guys that people don't know about as much. And yeah. And sort of, so when these guys would like tour and stuff too, going to see them live and... Yeah.
Super inspiring.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
We're just following the journey of growing up and stuff. And what about sort of like odd jobs? Do you have any like sort of like fast food, local shop jobs or anything?
Oh, I used to work at my mum's cookie store in Summerhill.
Oh, that's nice.
It was pretty good.
She like cooked things up from scratch?
Yeah, she was a baker.
Oh, that's cool.
She did cookies and cakes. She made shortbread was a speciality.
Oh, yum.
Years and years and years did markets, and then she got a little sweet shop in Summerhill. That was probably the coolest job I've ever had.
Yeah, that's cool.
I get to eat stock. I used to make cookies as well, but...
Yeah.
So if you ever came in there...
I loved licking the mixing...
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Yeah.
I don't know if it's that healthy, like because it's uncooked or whatever.
But it tastes the best, just butter and,
and
sugar and fucking flour.
And you're like, as a kid, your eyes light up, like, oh, I've discovered something.
Yeah, oh, no, you get to lick the bowl after.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Your mum's like...
Just make a pig of yourself.
Yeah, but sometimes they're pissed off about giving it to you, like, again.
And is that, like, I know with bakeries, like early starts and stuff, 3 a.m., what was it? Did she have to do that sort of stuff or...?
She worked at a bakery in right next to our original house in Helston Park, which is pretty cool. But that was more of a job baking bread and stuff. I think I would have been like 5 or 6 then. But the shop, she got the shop when I was about 17 years old, but she'd go in at 9 a.m. and bake throughout the day. Because it doesn't spoil. Like, you can keep the cookies for a few months.
Yeah.
So just do big batches. And
well, that's the thing too. Like, doing your own business is a bit riskier, but you get to... do something that's a bit different.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a bakery everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Every, mate, hot bread.
Mm. And she didn't try and, like, get you to follow in her footsteps, be a baker or anything?
Nah, I did a little bit of it, but I didn't think she knew I wasn't a baker.
Well, you got to leave some for the, to put in the oven. You can't just, like...
Connie, little fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing the till for a bit. Which was cool.
Very trustworthy.
Very trustworthy. But I used to have beers behind the cash register with my mate Robbie. He used to come in an hour before the end of shift in Summerhill, and we used to get on the piss for the end of Saturday and Sunday shift and go to a party, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Always good.
So cool little business going there, yeah.
Great little business, yeah. It was awesome.
That was like your first taste of doing a bit of work.
That was my
pocket money.
That was my funnest odd job for sure.
Yeah,
without doubt. But I did like a bit of after school. I was doing a bit of handyman work, which was fun. And then I started working in bars and clubs.
Oh, sweet!
But mainly like Aries, and I worked at a Catholic club, which is just like a regular club.
It's called a church, mate.
Yeah. They just get the Dodge tax instead of poker machines, which is cool.
It's just a lot of, I imagine the drinks like those communion sort of wines and got little bits of bread.
Yeah, everyone's old as balls there. Old as shit. But it was cool. That was a cool job. And then, tried to hit music full time and it kind of worked out, which is good.
Yeah. And so I guess that takes you to you're doing sort of solo stuff first. Is Triple One your first group you've been in?
No, I was in a group called Fishermen of the Aquadome when we were just first out of school.
Oh, yeah.
And we did like one tape and did a couple performances.
That's sounds like the kind of thing that would be sort of gone for a lot on eBay, quite rare. If you got one of those tapes floating around.
I don't know. I feel like, oh, it was kind of good. It was pretty good. But we're just still just like learning how to record and do all the other shit.
One thing I find really funny is like huge acts who you know them as that image and then finding out they have like a past sort of.
Yeah.
And they try to like.
Hide it.
Yeah. They're like, have you ever seen. Have you ever seen the early years of Pantera?
Nah.
Oh, you should look it up. It's
like a glam rock band.
Yeah, they're like glam rock. No, it's so funny. Man, you should look it up. It's like... and
they would fucking hate
there's
that.
There's quite
well.
A lot of examples of that. Like the early years of Dr. Dre. He was very like... Because it was like 80s dance.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of
it. Like disco and shit.
Yeah, yeah. He had all like...
I've seen that stuff.
Yeah.
He's got like the big colorful like jumpsuits and stuff on. It's like, that's not Dre. It's like, still Dre.
I think, because it's part of life, right? Maturing and seeing the world differently and stuff. But
you got to try.
I think like Beastie Boys don't really like their early years. Being associated.
What were they doing?
You know, they're like, you know, like fight for your right and
you
got to fight. They're like, your mom took away your best porno, man. And I think Kid Rock had a little bit of a different early years. It was a bit more like Vanilla Ice sort of thing.
True.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's some interesting ones. Yeah. Pantera's the ripper, I reckon.
Pantera one's hilarious.
Yeah.
Was the Fight For Your Right one because it became like a frat anthem and they fucking hated
that? Yeah, yeah. And they become like Buddhists and stuff, so they kind of resent being very like...
They were like fighting for
misogynistic
the right of peace.
They were
like, fight for your right to meditate.
Yeah, that's it, man.
But that just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah,
does it?
Fight for your right.
I don't
want to
get down to that song.
But it wouldn't be fight. It'd be like peaceful protest, your right to...
to meditate.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit song, eh? Would you listen to it?
No. You got to have some anger in there.
Yeah, you got to get fucking...
You know, no one would listen to Killing in the Name of it if it was like...
birthing.
Silly Billy, I won't do what you requested me to do.
Yeah, it just doesn't hit, does it?
It's not quite... fuck you or what?
Yeah.
You're silly. You're a silly Billy.
Instead of like Rage Against the Machine, what would it be? It'd be like bit of like
unpleased with
unpleased with the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll leave a formal complaint against the machine.
Very like, can I talk to the manager? Please. It's one of those letter emails where they're like, yours sincerely, dear machine. I'm not
angry.
Yeah.
I've written you this to explain my feelings.
Dear machine, please refrain from what you're doing. Yours sincerely, the machine. Oh. Zach.
Zach.
Anyway.
You can sign off with your name.
Yeah, two. True. What did I just say? Two. I'm forgetting how to talk here, bro.
Six.
Yeah, you had the first experience of a group.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit, like, you don't have to go too much into it, but like, tell us about like meeting each other and that. Was that a very sort of like natural experience or?
I met Martin and Billy at a party and we're all dressed as, just Martin. And we're dressed as like superheroes.
And so before that,
we played.
Did you know the existence of each other?
Yeah, they went to Trinity and we went to St. Pat's, so we played footy against.
Oh, rivals!
We all had like mutual friends and stuff.
Yeah, you probably
big rival.
You probably put a big hit on, or was it soccer? You're talking about?
No, footy.
Footy. yeah, probably like, hey man, sorry for smashing that game. You want to be in a band together?
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah,
I think we got in a rap battle. Billy did beats. We met Dom. Maybe a year into it or 2 years into Triple One, just at a pub, got so pissed he vomited. And that was it.
Well, like, that's nice because it feels quite natural. The reason I asked that, because there is, I think like Savage Garden, was like one responded to an ad in a...
Yeah, they're all hiring and stuff like
that. It's not as nice, very manufactured.
No, all schoolmates, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah. High school sweethearts. From rival schools.
From rival schools.
Yeah.
High school.
So you'd seen each other like roaming around and...
Yeah, we'd seen each other.
Yeah, yeah.
We looked at each other.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, that guy's hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pretend I'm in a band so he fucking joins. I get to hang out.
Like I said, I do a lot of these road trips and stay in Sydney a fair bit. I stayed one night at Marty's place, Very interesting that night was.
What did you guys do?
Oh, I won't go into it. You're a bit
silly?
Nah. Well, that, so I was really tired, so I just went to bed.
What was Marty doing?
Him and his friend wanted me to come down and sample some substances. And, yeah, I'm not really that wild of a high animal. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's but, just, that's just.
Yeah. I perish the thought.
I perish the thought of that. That's so funny.
But no, like that's like see, I'm asking for people, for listeners, but I also genuinely wanted to know because I don't think I asked that on the fake
end. Yeah, for sure.
The rehearsal.
No, old school mates. And then we just kind of got together and were all interested in making music. We made it out of Billy's mum's garage, which is sick.
And I guess like it's something that's grown very naturally where.
Yeah.
Early days, like let's just take this as it comes, and then you'd be go like, let's push this as far as we can.
Yeah, let's fucking have a crack.
And you know, like this is a bit of a question that's like a bit deep or whatever. But like, have you had any? I ask this of a lot of people, but like, especially people who have been doing quite well. But like, any moments where like sort of, because I met you guys first time at Splendor, right? And that like was that like kind of a landmark moment for the band?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Yeah, so. That's what I want to ask, just moments where you're like, you know, maybe making a music video, like, fuck yeah, like, this is what I've always...
Yeah, it was sick. I think Bill was into photography and stuff, so everyone's kind of arty, and then we're like, fuck, we need to get this out there. I think we made one song, I think it was called Incense, and we're like, fuck, this is actually good.
Yeah.
Because we made so much music, and it was just shit.
But, like, what I wanted to know, every, because like I'm a big music fan, but also being a comedian, but I know following bands and stuff where it's like, especially like local bands in Brizzy, where it's like to make a recording, like usually, you know, financial reasons, EP or something, like that's, you know, speak of the devil.
Hey, Marty.
The devil's here. Grab him. Oh, we only got two mics.
That's right.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
How you going? I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, we've just been joined by Marty, another member of the band came in.
He's looking swole as.
Do you want me to open the window?
Nah, it's all right.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, you... I'll
just
open it.
No, so what I kind of... Oh, yeah, yeah, talking about like... So bands, right, like get together, rehearse, start gigging, and then usually like an EP maybe, right? Like not an album straight away.
Yeah.
But that moment of like having a recording, right, like... Something tangible.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, these days, like, most things are online, right? But you still do have, like, the physical... You know, people physical get vinyls buttons. And stuff, right? You guys gave me a vinyl. I got a vinyl of yours. Mm. I just don't have a player to play it. So I just spin it around really fast and see if it'll...
Sometimes I try and spin around really fast and see if I can hear any vinyls.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm just enjoying the view. He's been
hot, eh?
He's got working on the pipes, yeah. how about for you guys? Like sort of, was there a milestone, like, to have a song or a recording or, you know?
Yeah, we started recording and I guess I think we did one tape that was without Dom and it was just ridiculous. It was just like a joke. But we had some couple fun tracks on there. And then when Dom came, we had a different element and we put out an EP that we're really proud of. We got some traction online. And that was kind of like, oh, fuck, we actually got to have a crack.
Something's
at this.
Brewing here, yeah.
Yeah, we felt like there was an opening in, like, the Australian market or we wanted to change how, like, Aussie hip-hop felt.
Yeah.
We felt like we needed to do that.
Definitely.
And we fucking had a crack at it.
It was, like, real slick production. And
yeah, just make it sound nice and relatable.
So you took the baton from Jay West.
Yeah, Jay West, give it here, mate. I need to go for a run.
I don't know why I said that. I guess he was like slick production. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just being an idiot. No, that's cool, man. And that was your moment of like, yeah, this is something we can be proud of.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I guess playing gigs and stuff and then all the pubs and gigs and stuff we used to go to in the area. We always had like mates are in bands and stuff and they would start to pop and we'd like throw parties and shit and it kind of just felt...
Well,
it felt
live,
good to do
like,
when you're young. You're just fucking, it's just cool.
Because I enjoy live because of, as a comedian, hearing that laughter, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And man. I guess for you guys, not so much laughter you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the between song banter. But if you're hearing laughs during the song, you're like, what have we done? But yeah, for you guys, it's like, well, I don't know. Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Yeah.
You want to see, I know, like that sort of, you want to see the crowd vibing, right?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
Maybe some crowd serving.
some flips.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. So the different feelings, right? But the production's funny because it's recording, because it's like it's trapped, right? That moment
forever.
That yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Or unless
it's a bit scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when you put it out there as well, when you try and make like more emotional or naked music, when you say some stuff that actually means something to you.
Yeah.
And then you publish.
I've never done that, but.
But you know what I mean? Even with jokes and stuff. Yeah. With Jim, I'm like you give someone a little bit of part of yourself.
No, no, totally. I was actually joking because I did a show that was really intense, like emotionally about having, it was called Divorce with Children.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a play on Married with Children. But it was about what I went through, like having kids and then getting divorced. So it was like, I was putting it out there every night at the Melbourne Comedy Fest, and it was like intense. It was like doing therapy every night.
Wow.
But yeah, I know what you mean. But I guess even different for you guys, like having it trapped on a record. That's cool. And
yeah, because you're speaking to the world.
It becomes real. It's like, this thing I want to do.
Mm.
I'm putting my name to it. I'm owning it. Yeah. Because you know there's a tendency like,
whatever.
Yeah, like a lot of people like don't want to own up to things like, yeah, I dabble in a little bit of like,
yeah.
It's a good feeling when you're like,
I want to believe.
Yeah,
in
like,
it.
Nah, this is what I do. Yeah. We have this thing where like, it's more like family and stuff where they'll be like, when they put in, I reckon when they use the word your, they go, you still doing your comedy? You know that thing? And that's when you know you made it, when they take that as the your. Still doing your little comedy skits?
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yes, I'm doing my little comedy skits.
Fuck off, Greg. You touched me when I was four.
Yeah. Well, that got a bit intense. Like, yeah, yeah. Fuck off, Uncle Derek.
Fuck off, Derek. Put your shirt back on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still reporting you. Nah. I'm still going through trauma. Nah. Yeah, man, that's rad. Well, I hope the future. Because I just want to share my own personal experience of like,
I like to hear
watching
it
you guys. I felt like I was a part of something special at Splendor, like watching you guys in the tent.
Mm.
Tent doesn't sound great, but it's a really big tent. Maybe marquee.
It was like six people in there.
Yeah, yeah. It was
after party.
It was a camping tent. No. No, it was one of those sick sort of festival big tents. Like I saw the streets in there. The streets are awesome. Yeah.
They're one of my favorite bands.
One
of my favorite groups.
I love how he just talks about like British stuff. He's like, I got some fish and chips.
Yeah. Go down to the chip heat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go listen to some rave.
Went outside to get more bars.
Yeah.
I was like talking about like the things on the phone right there.
Yeah, it's like, took out, blinded by the light. Yeah. Need to go outside. I was feeling a bit sick. Looked at my phone, got four bars.
So good. So we'll talk about, everything comes back again. We were talking earlier about our London accents and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
give us your Ringo.
Yeah. I'm Ringo. Okay, if I had to do like, I got a thing, I'm the streets. Like, no, it'd be more London Cockney, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit
I'm Cockney. Streets, hey.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you know, good one. Like when you got to think of
slut.
Like if I got to think of Liverpool, I do the Beatles. So I'm like, original pirate material. Don't mug yourself. Like, yeah, I don't know. And I stopped what I was doing to get chips. Nah.
And then I kept walking down the street looking at the geezer.
Yeah, that's it. So good. And like in those moments, like I said, I'd spoken like that was huge. Is it? It's a balance, right? Like you've got to enjoy yourself because you are like you like the crowd feeds off of that. If you're sort of, but at the same time, it's like, all right, I got to produce well. I think we spoke about this last time, right? Like
yeah, like we can't just be like what the
going away from being sloppy and so did you went through that yourself, didn't you?
Like, yeah, sort we're of getting like, fucking so pissed before gigs. I guess because we played so many, we just like played pubs. That's what we did for fucking years.
And you get given a rider to you. I got to use this.
Smashed.
It'll be rude not to drink every single
drop
of this whiskey bottle. Yeah.
And then go and shout at people in the pub.
You ever think with spirits, like you read how long it took? And you'd be like, they took 4 years to make this. It'd be rude of me not to like drink every last drop of it.
Down into my belly you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All that hard work. I'm going to black out later on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I
was actually sick at Splendor. I was fucking, I had like the flu, like the worst flu I've ever had. I was on like a bunch of Sudafeds and.
Oh, God.
I felt like I was fucking dying the whole time.
And you're probably saying to your body, like, why are you doing this to me now, body? Like,
shut Stop it, boy.
Couldn't you do it the other day when I had to go to work?
Stop it, boy. Let me perform.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a fun. That was a
fun. I don't
know
why your body has a British accent.
Dude, my body's got different accents, different time of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. no, I guess, yeah, just following you, following the journey and, yeah, just you guys are always growing, more professionalism, you know, and yeah. Do you feel any, I guess like you just do what you do, but do you feel any sort of like repping your area, as cringy as that sounds?
A little bit. Like a little bit.
Repping Oz.
Repping Oz, hip hop to the day that I die.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get recognized. Not when
I say, well, even no, because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's like, not, I'm kind of half joking about repping, but
yeah,
you did speak a bit before about sort of, you know, like wanting to show it doesn't have to be this one way, or it doesn't,
yeah, you want
to
show that it can be different styles and
yeah,
it can
yeah,
move beyond,
because I really noticed that with you guys of having that, the production values, and
yeah,
you know. You got a member who's like singing your choruses, which is rad, you know?
Yeah, I just think, yeah, a lot of the times when it comes to like early art forms like Australian rap, it can get boxed or it can get moved in the wrong direction. So I guess like one of our things was to keep it open and yeah, try and progress it instead of just being like, this is it, and protect it. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, because that's the easy option.
That's the easy option to do like, you want the same shit. And then yeah, like, yeah. If anyone else is doing anything different, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it's not really how you progress in anything. So
yeah.
Let's just keep it more free and open.
That's right, man.
It's kind of cool.
I don't know if I told you this last time, but the Wikipedia section of the pod.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite part.
Yeah. What Should we do the up? Same as last one?
Dude, or? It was really funny.
Yeah, sorry, I lost it.
What was it? Was it fat? It was fat pants. Should we do something different?
I don't remember, man.
Dude, it was fat pants.
I'm
like
trying to go for
like
the message.
Pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Let's go to that.
Should we do that? Can we do two? No.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do two.
Because you have to remember that ep was lost.
Yeah, that ep lost. This is
unless
yeah,
it ever shows up. It might be on eBay or something.
Right, imagine if someone just listening to these being like, I got fucking gold, right?
So what was it again, the rave pants?
Fat pants.
Fat.
What was the premise again? You just like look up something on Wikipedia.
Yeah, so we both look on Wikipedia together, but we can both look at...
Cool.
So what is
oh,
it?
Wait, and then you do something, I do something.
No, it's the same thing together.
Cool.
I need to get you to do a little... A little sting intro for me too for this sec.
What's a sting intro?
You know when it's like on radio that a section comes on? It's Connor's sports chat or you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I gotcha.
You know I've got like a theme song for my pod. You could be the do a little rap for like Goxie's Wikipedia.
All right.
Maybe like it's Goxie's Wiki and it's sick.
Yeah, let's look. Let's all look at Goxie's Wick. It's not his dick, it's Goxie's Wick.
Fat pants, and that's with a PH. Fat pants, fatties, or fats are a style of pants that are fitted at the waist but get increasingly wide down the legs, covering the feet entirely due to their width.
Wow.
Do you want to do a bit?
Yep.
You can do... Oh, no. I was just going to say, there's not some wikis have different chapters, but this is just a two-paragraph thing.
Here we go. Fat pants can be made out of a variety of materials, including denim, fox fur, and cotton fabric.
It's faux fur.
Is it faux fur?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is...
Faux means fake.
Oh, fake fur.
See, if you said fox, that'd be an animal.
It could be made out of fox fur. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But faux fur and high-end customized fats tend to include UV reflective tape decorated and adding to add glowing effect. I'm terrible at reading, eh?
Yeah.
Fat pants are notable for being
but
visual
identifiers. But to be fair to you... My phone screen is smashed. You're looking through like a web it. Of...
a web of lies.
A web of cracks, yeah.
Fuck, how do I do this? Where do we go?
I reckon there's going to be a whole generation that grows up reading things off of cracked screens that they won't be able to read without. Like, it needs to look like that to be able to...
Is that you right now?
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
You need the crack,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need the crack. I need the crack to be able to read.
You keep going.
All right. We'll share it together. So, popular makers of fat pants include Kickwear, K-I-K, UFO, Q Ambient, and J&Co. There's actually a comedian, Xavier Michaelides. You might have seen his clips. He puts his face on like Bunnings people. Fuck. You might have seen that online.
It's Yeah.
He was a raver back in the day.
Really?
That's what I love finding out about someone's kind of like a past life. Like, you know, like Fat Pants originated in 1990. A Melbourne raver who could not wear slim pants due to thick legs started making them to fit a frame.
No way.
Hey, another example of Australia.
Australia fat pants.
Because we invented what? Hills hoist, Wi-Fi, apparently.
Yeah, Wi-Fi we did.
And the flight box, the black box flight record. Black box
of flights.
And fat pants. Rose to popular, all important things, right?
Actually, yeah.
Rose to popularity in early 1990s with Tina Borg, Renegade, and continued growing Candy Fat Pants in 1995 within the Candy Kid community. See, they got their whole lingo too.
Also called B Pants.
Also called B Pants. The trend regained attention in the wake of the 2010s in the form of snowboard pants.
Oh. Dude, Fat Pants, well, were original snowboard pants.
Well, Connor, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention.
That's good, eh?
And also just thanks overall for being on the pod a second time. You're a good sport about it, putting up with my amateurism. But yeah, is there anything you want to plug? Check out Triple One.
Check out Triple One. Yeah. It hasn't been announced yet, so but we're doing our second album.
What we did... Oh, sorry, I didn't try. What was that?
No, you're good.
No, because I just remembered the promo shots of you with the...
What were they?
With the goats and...
The goat.
The farm animals.
Like the horse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nudie with the horse.
Yeah, yeah. Like no, but when was it again? Sorry, the release?
We're doing a...
We got a special scoop here. Yeah,
a special scoop. We're actually still making it, but we'll make a new album. We go to the States in 2 months to record it.
Hell yeah.
We'll come back and get it out at the end of the year.
Oh, what? Our studios aren't good enough for you, mate. No. That's awesome. That's exciting. Do you know... Can you drop any names of who else was in the studio you're using? Like a... Anyone famous?
No, there actually is no one. There's no one famous yet.
Yeah. But it turns out it was like, you want to be, have a real hard image, but then it was like some, like kids.
Shakira?
Yeah, some kids thing.
Shakira and the Wiggles?
Kids pop. Yeah, the Wiggles record. Hey, the Wiggles are gangster. Yeah, Wiggles are gangster, OG. Right? All right. Well, thanks so much, Conan. Yeah, check out Triple One. Anything else? Do you have any like guest verses on any?
Oh yeah, Benny, my mate Benny the Greek's new album's come out, and I'm on 4 or 5 of those tracks, so check that out.
Hell yeah. We're getting some lot of scoops here on Have a Yarn with Me, but no, it really means a lot to me. Really connect with you guys and love you a lot, and that's not just because you got me into Splendor backstage. That was a wild and then took me to the Airbnb and all that. But I really love you guys, and you're a great sport about my losing your rep. So thank you so much. And yeah, it was great to have a chat with you again.
Thanks,
Goxie. Thanks. Bye. Goxie's having a yarn, cause he's got nothing better to do. Goxie's having a yarn, and one day he might have one with you.